Do you recognize your spiritual nature? Do you recognize the Lamb of God? Have you ever had a lamb cake as part of your Easter celebration? The Lamb of God as a symbol for Christ has its roots in the Old Testament. For centuries, people worshiped God by sacrificing animals. They killed them and offered them to God. For the Jews, a lamb was the main animal sacrifice in the temple and was offered every day for the atonement of their sins. The sacrifice of a lamb was a major part of the spiritual component of their lives, of their faith. The sacrifice of the lamb also played an important part in the Exodus. In the biblical story of the Exodus, God led the Israelites out of Egypt, where they were slaves, and into the promised land. On the night God's people were to depart, the firstborn of all the Egyptian families died. The firstborn of the Israelites were saved because God had instructed them to kill a lamb or a goat and mark their doorposts with its blood. The angel of death knew to pass their door, knew to pass over those houses. The Israelites ate the lamb in a meal before they left. The lamb was to have no blemish, and none of its bones were to be broken. To this day, the Jews remember this night with the Feast of the Passover. On this day, they share a special meal called the Seder meal. The shank of the lamb is one of the items on the Seder plate. The prophecy about the Messiah states, though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth, like a lamb led to the slaughter. After Jesus' crucifixion, soldiers did not break his legs to kill him because he was already dead. Like the Passover lamb, his bones were unbroken. In the Gospel of John, it was John the Baptist who gave Jesus the title Lamb of God. The book of Revelation speaks of the lamb at least 29 times. In a vision, John sees a lamb. The four living creatures and 24 elders fall before the lamb and sing praise because he purchased all people with his blood. Now, the other day, a man came up to me and he said he had seen me leaving his store as he was entering. He waved. Apparently, I didn't see him or recognize him. Sometimes we go through life with blinders on. We don't recognize other things that are happening. We seem to have tunnel vision, especially me at my age now. Also, we go through our lives using our physical senses or our emotions, being ignorant or insensitive to our spiritual nature. We are citizens of man, our material world, and we are citizens of God, our spiritual, eternal world. Our secular culture focuses on our temporal nature and ignores and does not recognize our eternal nature. The problem of recognition is not new to our age. The Gospel of John contains a story of John the Baptizer who did not recognize Jesus initially. Why? Well, perhaps the initial expectations of John did not allow him to see Jesus as the Son of God. Maybe John was looking for some powerful figure who would display awesome power. Maybe John thought he could see Jesus by using his very own human powers of observation. John was the one sent by God to prepare the way of the Lord, yet by his own admission, I did not know him. John the Baptist testified then how the Spirit came to rest at Christ at his baptism in the Jordan. The descent of the Holy Spirit was for John and us, a confirmation that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist did not instantly recognize Jesus. Do we recognize Jesus, the Lamb of God? Recognition of Jesus is a gift of faith. The indwelling presence of the Spirit opens our eyes to see, our intellects to understand, and our wills to obey. The gift of recognizing Jesus, the Lamb of God, is not something we achieve by our efforts or our accomplishments. We can't stand before God and demand such a gift. We can only come to God in openness to see all that God has to give us. The Christian vocation is one of following the example of John the Baptist. That is, we are to proclaim the presence of Jesus as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, a world in which many do not even know or acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Catholic Christians must exist in such a way that it gives public testimony to Jesus as the hope of the world. It is not earthly power, honors, material possessions, or military might that lasting peace is to be found. It is in the Lamb, who out of love died for our sins, destroyed death, and offers us the help of a new life in whom we can place our ultimate trust. All other hopes are empty and are bound to disappoint. Jesus alone is the one who has conquered the ultimate enemies, sin and death. We are here for the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in which we recognize the Lamb of God and offer the Father praise and glory. In the communion rite of the Mass, priest takes the host, he breaks it over the paten, places a small piece in the chalice, saying quietly, "May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it." And meanwhile, we sing the Agnus Dei. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Then before communion, the priest takes the broken host, holding it over the chalice, and says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." And we receive the body and blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. The gift of recognizing the spiritual nature of our lives, the gift of knowing that we are children of God, given us at our baptism, the gift of seeing Jesus, the Lamb of God, in all things, is a gift which must be nurtured through a life of prayer. To see the Lamb of God in the family member, the co-worker, one who follows, one fellow students at school, the next door neighbor, or even our enemy, is a great grace. Such insight helps us to see how near God is to us at every moment. We need not be envious of the rich and famous, for ours is a gift much more precious, the grace to see every day the loving God who makes us all and gives us peace and eternal life. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.